Preface. 6,000 feet beyond man and time. That is how Nietzsche signed off the first thoughts of his magnum opus, Zarathustra. The start of man's journey into a new kind of self-responsibility, into the individualism that Nietzsche predicted. Rarely has a piece of work been understood so little, misunderstood so much. A book for everybody and for no one. Man's thoughts as a bridge towards something higher, the reactivated ancient thought of everlasting rebirth, and man's very own will all live to see an entirely new meaning and relevance in this day and age. The goal should be opening your eyes, opening them wider, seeing more, seeing differently. We are comfortable with lyrics that everyone seems to approve of and that result in hearty claps on shoulders. That makes a superficial way of comfortable thinking possible, but it will not lead to progress. We call that deadlock of the mind. Too many approaches of our time disappear in the void of the equality, the conformity, and so we hardly find thoughts of renewal, but only restoration of old concepts, repainted versions of old, failed models. This piece does not want to be conformist. Actually, the exact opposite. It is a plea for original thinking, for dissent, for liberation, a plea without poetry, without science. Thank you.